It is 70 degrees in Nashville. We expect a partly sunny day with a high in the mid-80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee jails could soon be required to hold people without legal status for 48 hours if they've been issued a detainer from immigration officials. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports.
Technically, if federal immigration agents have issued a detainer, sheriff's departments are already required to hold that person for 48 hours. But Republican Senator Brent Taylor of Memphis says some jails aren't complying.
Currently, what's happening is they'll notify ICE and they'll release them within a couple of hours. And this is just saying, let's honor the detainer that is requested for the full 48 hours or until such time that ICE comes and actually picks up the defendant.
Amanda Hernandez of Rutherford County opposed the measure in committee, arguing that the training requirements included in the bill would overburden officers who are already understaffed.
So, overworked officers are being sent out into the field with a deadly weapon in their hand. Now you also want them trained to assist ICE in enforcement as well. That sounds like a recipe for having another Alex Pretty or Renee Good here in the state of Tennessee. While the financial cost is great, so is the human one.
The bill now heads to a full floor vote in the Senate. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
The funerals for the two Kenwood Middle School students killed in last week's bus crash have been scheduled. Visitation for 13-year-old Zoe Davis is going to be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 with a funeral after. And then Ariana Pearson will be laid to rest.